마을 달고 내 딸이 어디가 아이고로 아이고
Original tunes of Guru's time. It's compiled in Sri Guru Granth Sahib under a subtitle of Padtal. All the Shabads which has Padtal title, they are very unique, very different from rest of the Bani. Their style of poetry is different. Their way of singing is different. One thing we must not forget, and that is, Bani was sung first, written later. All the Shabads which has rag on them, they were sung and then written. So, when Guru Sahib compiles a Bani with the title of Padtal, as the name Padtal suggests, that the rhythm pattern changes within the composition. Certain portion of that composition is in certain rhythm pattern. Even if we want to change it, we can't change it because that will not fit in. There is a natural rhythm of every poetry, and in the Shabads of Padtal, we have to follow the natural rhythm of the Bani. And that's where, this is what Guru Ram Das Ji has introduced to the mankind. The first time, you won't find Partals of Guru Nanak Dev Ji, Guru Angad Dev Ji, Guru Amar Das Ji. This is introduced by Guru Ram Das Ji Maharaj. Then, you also find Bani in Partal, with the Partal title written by Guru Arjan Dev Ji also. So it is a unique, it's a different kind of poetry. It's all rhythm. They are generally longer sentences of the Shabads which are under Partal, but every sentence, every long sentence has got small portions which has got their own natural rhythm. And this is the Partal of Rag Kannada. Taal di hai, Adha Chautala, 14 beats. And there is a unique way of playing Jodi on that as well. It's open-handed Jodi. Why I'm saying Jodi, not Tabla? Because the main difference between Jodi and Tabla is the bigger drum. Tabla has got a dugi with a black ink on it, and this one has got a tamma, which has got atta put on it. It gives you a sound of pakhavaj, which was originally used by the Guru's time. So Jodi is the instrument which was introduced by Guru Sahib. So let's enjoy. Sare Anand Mano is Kannada di Partal Tal Adha Chautala Har Jas Gaavo. Oh.
लाए हरे
चल नानक के
तू तो